Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Wrapping things up, have just about 7 minutes, and I'm here with Nancy Stover. We're talking about the Enid Stover Poetry Resuscitation coming up on April 15th. And we teased you with a little bit of information about poetry that Nancy was going to tell you about, and the time is here.
Okay, the time is here. Resuscitating poetry, that is the inner vision, the ability to see and alter what you see by how you see it. That's a special thing about poetry that I was very touched by. I wanted to mention another purpose of poetry. We were talking about just last night with one of the bookstore owners who's been supporting and helping us create the posters and so forth. He loves poetry, and she said poetry brings people together. A stranger can become friends with another stranger if they both know the same poem. She had an event in her bookstore where a man came in and was reciting a poem to himself. Like just now, we were playing with remembering songs that had images and themes. He was reciting a poem to himself, and another woman who did not know him came up beside him and said, "I think I know the next line." And so she said the next line, and they finished it together.
I need to learn more poetry.
Yes. You know, that is one of the areas that can be worked with the Poetry Month, which or any time, which is poem in your pocket, where you do find a poem, either you write it or you find it, and you put it in your pocket, and it's to share with somebody. Kind of, but the idea of joining one another to remember one, I think that is really cool. And she pointed out that the earliest way a mother reaches her child often is through the rhymes and we call them poetry. They're not the great expansive poems, you know, that tell a story of a nation like the Odyssey or our Constitution, which I think is very poetic. These are the times that try men's souls. Well, that's not the Constitution. But anyway, the use of language to influence a whole country. She pointed out that in the bonding of a mother and child, the nursery rhymes, the songs that are sung, they're absorbed by the child at that stage of development and becomes part of that child. Very important, the words that a small child hears. And that brings me to the need for parent education, about working with their children, carefully using the words that help that child bring identity with good feelings for himself and able to comprehend the world through rhymes. I mean, anyway, it balances the brain, actually, I think.
Do you have a favorite poet or favorite poem?
A favorite poem?
Or just poet?
Okay, I'll mention one that is many people's favorites. Actually, one of my favorites is my own mother's poetry. But one of hers and many people's is, who was it who wrote it? It's about the appreciating June. What is so rare as a day in June?
June is a great month.
Yeah. When Earth tries... Heaven tries earth if it be in tune. You know, the sky is reaching down to see if everything's in tune. And you hear the grass, you see the flowers blooming. And of course, I'm not remembering it right now. But the poem brings us to a feeling for the beauty of nature and listening, using our senses, listening and seeing and feeling that things are in tune. When they're growing and developing, that's considered in tune.
I was thinking back to school and a lot of poetry that we would go over in school, and I think every kid knows about where the sidewalk ends. And
oh, yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Shel Silverstein.
Yeah. Almost said Shel Adelman. I don't know if you know him, but he was a wonderful man in Manhattan who was part of the drama community in a...
I do remember. I was in a production with him.
You were? Okay.
The Drunkard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was doing this backstage work and the piano music for one of his pieces.
Really?
It was Earp, I think. That was a summer production. Yeah. But anyway, Shel Silverstein, Where the Sidewalk Ends.
That's classic.
Classic.
Classic,
right?
Stuff there. Right. And a lot of his stuff is so great.
We're all the same when you turn out the lights.
Indeed. And very true. That's a great line. We just got maybe about 30 seconds or so left. Maybe we go over again, just remind people the when and where's of...
Yes, please do join us on Sunday afternoon, April 15th at the City Manhattan Public Library. Upstairs, we used to be in the Rose Garden of the public city park, but now we're bringing the roses inside to the public library, 1:30 to 3. Bring your poem or just come to listen, and there's refreshments. Oh, interesting, we'll be sharing the afternoon and the space. Right after us will come an ACLU meeting, American Civil Liberties Union, which is another way of looking intensely at life. We'll be looking at it from the small way, I guess, and they'll be looking at life from the big way, but we're all looking at life together. So,
very good. Nancy Stover, thanks so much for coming in, talking about the Enid Stover Poetry Resuscitation. Also, thanks to Marvin Wade, superintendent of 383, for coming in, listening to this in focus. It's online, newsradiokman.com.
Tomorrow, NBAF's Marty Vanier and the Governor's Military Council Director Perry Wiggins to join us. Royals on the radio at 11:30 today.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News